Okay, everybody, today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin, and a happy Father's Day, certainly to my dad, who I know is listening, and to all the dads out there who are celebrating. We are here on Samach Tes Amud Beis, and with a quote from the Mishnah at the two dots on the bottom. Again, if you remember, the Mishnah had said that the Kohen Gadol reads the Torah after the Seir Mishtaleach reaches the Midbar. And the Mishnah said, "V'korei Achremos ve'ach be'asor." Right, he reads from Parshas Achremos, and then he reads Ach be'asor. That's a few psukim in Parshas Emor. Obviously, skipping Kedoshim and the beginning part of Emor in between. So the Gemara asks the following question: the problem is with doing that is we're minhu, right? We have a stira, medalgan benavi ve'medalgan betorah. Right, you're allowed to skip around in the navi, right? We do that with the haftorahs quite a bit, but you're not allowed to skip. Right while you're reading the Torah, right? How could you skip from Achremos to Parshas Zemor? So the Gemara says, "Lokasha kan bechadei sheyafzika b'Torah gavan kan bechadei shelo yafzika Torah gavan." So that's only a problem if you're going to skip long enough for the Torah gavan to stop. I mean, back in the day, they used to have some sort of somebody translating the Torah to make sure everybody understood it. Obviously, we don't do that nowadays. But if you stop long enough for the Torah gavan to stop, so then that's a problem. But if you kind of scroll quickly. Right, so that when the Maturgamon is still speaking, you can get to the next spot, so then that's totally fine. And again, because since Parshas Emor is just a few columns past Parshas Achrimos, that would work out. The problem with that answer is that the Ha'ala Katani, we learned about that answer, that Medalgim Medavi Ve Medalgim Batorah Ve Akama Medalik Bichlei Shuri Afsika Turgamon HaBatorah Kla Kolo. That's only when you're skipping around in the Navi. But the implication from the Braisa that we just learned is that that's only, right, it's only by the Navi, i.e. you're not allowed to skip in the Torah at all. So Gemara says, you're right. There's another qualification here that needs to be pointed out. Amar Rabbi, Lokasha, Kan Beinin Echad, Kan Bishnei Inyanim. When you have one topic, that's okay. But if you have two Inyanim, if you have two different topics, so that's going to be a problem. The Kriyas HaTorah that is famously skipped, at least the most common Kriyas HaTorah that's famously skipped. I'm not sure if there's another one even. I think there's only might be only one off the top of my head. Is the Kriya that's known for the right on the Tainus Tzibur, right? That we skip. Right? If you ever got an Aliyah or you were the Bakori, so you'll know that there's a bit of a skip, a column or two in between those Kriyas. So, but that's all one topic. Reading Moshe davening for the Tefillah. Right for the tshuva of Am Yisrael there by the Egel Azav. So you are allowed to skip, says Abaye, when you're talking about one topic, but if there are two topics, so that is a problem, and then you're not allowed to skip in the Torah. V'atanyo, and this is V'atanyo is usually kasha, but Rashi writes b'nechusa, and this is actually a proof. Right, sure enough, right there you go. The Braisa says you're allowed to skip within one topic in the Torah, and even when you're reading Navi, even within two topics. Right, in both cases, right, you got to make sure it can't be a long skip. Right, you got to make sure that you can get there before the Matur Gaman is finished. And but you're not allowed to skip from one Navi to the next, right? Even though, let's say they might be right next to each other. Let's say, I don't know, Yishayo, Yirmiyahu, back to back, right? The last part of Yishayo, and let's say the beginning of Yirmiyahu, or whatever. I'm actually not sure which comes first in the Navi, now that I think about it. Yirmiyahu, I think, came first, chronologically. But I think the Navi Yishayahu is first. Okay, either way, fine. Vayter uvenavi shal shnimasar medalgin. But in the Treyasar, where you have again all these kind of Naviim back to back to back, then you are allowed to skip. Uvavachal idalik misofa sefer letchilah. So as long as you don't go backwards, right? As Rashi says in Lafreya, as long as you don't start at the end of a sefer, then go back to the beginning. Right? If you're skipping from, I don't know, Hosea to Amos. Or whatever, to Ovadia, so then that's fine. But again, that's what the Gemara says. But retroactively, right, backwards, that is no good. Okay, V'gol Sefer Torah, right, the Mishnah had said, then he rolls up the Sefer Torah. He says something strange. He says, there's still more on the topic, and then he reads some more by heart. So Gemara says, V'kol kach lama, right, why did he have to do that, right? Kedesh lo lahotzi la'az al Sefer Torah. He didn't want people to think that the Torah is lacking or missing something, right? Why do you have to announce that there's more here, even though he's going about to say something by heart, right? You didn't want people to think that the Sefer Torah maybe was possible. That's why you had to say it b'al peh. Okay, then the Mishnah said, "V'esar shalchum shabagudim korei al peh." And then again, the Maftir in Parshas Pinchas, which we read nowadays, right? He would then read by heart. So the Gemara says, "Am I?" So what, I don't understand why. Nilgul gvenikri, just roll the Sefer Torah. And read it from Parshas Pinchas. Because it's not appropriate to roll the Sefer Torah because the Kavod HaTzibur. Right, Tzibur is waiting around. Right, you're going to wait them. You're going to make them wait there, right? While you roll the Torah, that's not appropriate. If you, it's funny that Rashi points out, just a funny Rashi nowadays, because if you ever been in a shul where they roll the Sefer Torah, so people get very impatient. Right, so Rashi writes four lines down, right? Pnei kavod tzibur shiyu mitzapim v'domim min lakach. Right, it's not appropriate to make the tzibur mitzapim, wait, look forward to, and domimim, and stay silent. I can imagine there's probably not a shul in the world where if you, for whatever reason, took out the wrong sefer and had to roll it to the right place, there's not a shul in the world where everybody would be silent. But okay, ich naflu giborim. Either way, so the Gemara then asks, so you're not allowed to roll, you shouldn't roll the sefer Torah, it's not appropriate to roll the sefer Torah, make them wait, even to go from Emor to Pinchas, right? That's already too long. So Gemara says, okay, v'naisi achrina, so v'nikri. So just bring another Torah, right? Why'd you have, again, we do that all the time. Right, but just bring another Torah. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Pegam Shal Rishon, because we don't want people to think that the first one had a pegam, that the first one was inappropriate, that was no good. Right, so we don't want to bring out another Sefer Torah now, all of a sudden, right, to make people think the first one had a psul. Reish Lakish Amar Rav Shlakish says no, Mishum Bracha Shein Tzricha, right, because you can have make an extra bracha. Right, you don't need to make that bracha. Right, you bring out a new Sefer Torah, you're gonna have to make a new bracha. Says Reish Lakish, so I don't think that's a good idea. We shouldn't take out a new Torah. Gemara says, Mish Chayshina the Pagama? Really? Are we really concerned that people are going to think that the first Torah had a psul if you take out another Torah? Right, what do? We do it all the time. And the, sure enough, the Gemara gives an example. Ramar of Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos. What else falls out during Rosh Chodesh Teves every single year? It's not always on Shabbos, but it's always on Hanukkah. Right, so what do? You have Shabbos, you have Rosh Chodesh, you have Rosh Chodesh, and you have Hanukkah, you have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, right? That's the one benching where you say everything, right? Al Anisim, Ritzei, Yal Adyevo, right? You say everything. So what do you do with that? So, Mevin, Shalosh Toros, Rekorah, Nachas, Binyan, Shalom, Nachas, Rosh Chodesh, Nachas, Shal Hanukkah, right? You're bringing three Zifrei Torah. We know, and nobody says, oh, maybe you're going to think the first one had a psul. So, Kumar says here, yeah, Tlasa Gavri, but Tlasa Sifri, like a Pagama. No one's going to think that because you're calling up three different people to read from three different Torahs. But Chagavri, betray Sifri, Ike Pagama. But yeah, if you only have one guy reading the Torah, i.e., like we do here by the Kohen Gadol, then if you all of a sudden bring another Torah, people are going to think that the first one was no good. And therefore, right, we shouldn't do that. Okay. Umbavarach Alash Mora Brachos, right? The Kohen Gadol says eight Brachos. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa, Ala Torah, right? He makes the Bracha of Ala Torah, Kedek Shem Mavarachim, Beis HaKnesses, just like we do every single day in Shul. Ala Avoda, Vel Hauda, Vel Michilas Avon, Ketikna, right? Like that, all that stuff was Metukan was set up by Ashi Knesset Agadola, Vel Hamer, that's again, those are three lessons from Esrei. Ve'ala Mikdash b'fnei Asma, v'al Kohanim b'fnei Asma, v'al Yisrael b'fnei Asma. Right, you say a separate bracha for the Mikdash, for the Kohanim, for the Yisraelim. V'al Shar Tzvila, and obviously, right, you say the rest of the Tzvila. Right, that's again what we mentioned in the Mishnah. Tanur Banan with another advice. Shar Tzvila, what is that? That is Rina Tchina Bakasha Melefanecha. That we have Rina is davening, right? Again, praying. Tchina is Chonin Adat, right? Atah Chonata, right? To daven, to ask. Bakasha is also types of asking for Kosh Baruch Hu. Alam Chai Yisrael Shetzuchin Livashea, right? Before daven for your people who need to be saved. Right? V'chosim, how does he finish the bracha? Right? Bracha da Hashem Shalmei Tefillah. V'achakach, and afterwards, Kolecha V'echa, maybe Sifra Torah Mibeso, V'kori Bo Kedei Laros Chazuso Barabim. And after the Kohen Gadol is done, so people will go home and bring a Sifra Torah from their houses, right? Apparently back in the day, but they used to have Sefer Torahs, right? It's a big mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Nowadays, right? The famous Shita of, see, now I forgot. But I said it was famous. I think it's the Rosh, but I forget. Either way, that we fulfill that mitzvah by buying Sfarim. But right, either way, that everybody used to, back in the day, used to bring their own Torah, right? To be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to show how much we appreciate the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Everybody would bring their own. Right, then they would read there. Okay, Harah Kohen Gadol, right? Lo, what did we say? Yeah, so we said in the Mishnah that if you see the Kohen Gadol reading the laning, right? So you couldn't see the burning of the par and the seir, right? Because it was happening at the same time, and that's what the Mishnah pointed out. Not because it's usher, but because it simply happened at the same time. So the Gemara says, well, yeah, pshita, obviously. Right? Well, you don't need to tell me if it's not usher, right? So what's I don't know, who cares? Like, why are you telling me this fact, right? It's not a halacha, just something factual. Wouldn't have worked out. So Gemara says, Kedirish Lagish. Tam Reish Lagish, you might have thought, Eimar Vin Al Mitzvos. You might have thought that you should not pass over a mitzvah, meaning you should not go from one to the next, right? If you're, let's say, for whatever reason, you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you're here in the Kohen Gadol lane, right? You shouldn't, you might have thought, in my read all mitzvahs, you don't pass over a mitzvah and go see the par and the seer being burnt, or vice versa. So the Gemara just asks, my mitzvah, what mitzvah is there, right? You're not the Kohen Gadol, right? You're not the one doing burning the par, unless you're a Kohen, maybe you are, but, you know, in Lamaisa, watching one or watching the other to go back and forth, right? What mitzvah are you talking about? So it says, Barovam Hajar's Melech, the mitzvah of Rabbi Mekadoshim Shemayim, with a lot of people, where that's the Hashem's glory is glorified with more people in attendance. So you might have thought that it's in Marvir and Al Mitzvah, so therefore Kamash Malan. So the Mishnah teaches us, no, theoretically, you'd be mutter, right, if you could actually make it from one to the next. Okay, now the Mishnah goes on to talk about the other korbanos that were offered on Yom Kippur. Right? We've been talking about primarily about the par and the seir of the korban chatas that were brought, and obviously the seir mishtaleach. Now we have other korbanos that need to be dealt with, right? Presumably, primarily the korban mincha, the korban musaf. What did I say? The korban musaf of Yom Kippur. Okay, in the big day, Bus Kori, again, if you remember, we said that he had an option, the Kohen Gadol had an option to either read the Torah in his clothing or in the big day Lavan. So, in the big day, Bus Kori, if you decided to read them in the big day Lavan of the Kohanim, so then, Kidesh Yadav Raglav, you'd have to wash his hands and feet, and Pasha V'yared V'taval, Olav in his topic, you'd go down to the mikvah, right? Go to the mikvah, get up, and dry himself off. They view the big days off, and then he would wear the big days off. Again, he would wash his hands again. And then he would do the two rams, right? And then he would also do the seven kvasim that belong to the korban musaf, the Rabbi Eliezer, like that Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Kiva says no. In Talmud Shal Shachar, how you crave it? They used to bring the seven rams, you know, the seven sheep for the korban. For the korban musaf, that would be brought with the tamid shel shachar, right? Upar ha'ola v'sira nasa b'chutz ha'yikrevim im tamid shel bein arba'im. Now, there's going to be a question in the Gemara where to put the comma, but let's just say for now, right? And the par that was burned as in the korban ola and the seir were done outside. Those were brought in the tamid shel bein arba'im. They were brought with the tamid shel bein arba'im. Again, according to Rabbi Kiva. Kidush Yadav Ragalov, Pasha v'yara v'tavah v'olav v'stapeg. Again, he washed his hands and feet, went back to the mikvah, got up, dried himself off. I think the Achronim discussed whether the drying was practical or necessary. Let's say it was hot out, right? It was early this year. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is very early. Maybe it was hot out. Was he allowed to kind of just like drip dry, or did he have to dry himself off? Okay, maybe it was a chatzitza. Fine, that's a discussion. Hevilo big day lavan. They brought again the big day lavan. He went back into the big day lavan. V'lavash v'kidash yair the v'raglav. Again, he had to wash his hands and feet again. Nichnas lozi es hakaf es hamachta. Again, we referenced much earlier the masachta. He went back into the coin to the kodesh kadashim to take out the spoon and or the ladle and the pan. Again, the spoon that had held the ketores that he poured on top of the pan that held the coals. Right, again, it caused smoke to go up on the entire kodesh kadashim. So he took that out, and kidesh yadav ragalav v'pasha v'yarav v'tava olav v'nistapek. Again, he washed his hands and feet, went back to the mikvah, heviu lo big day zahav, he went back into the big day zahav, v'lavash v'kidesh yadav ragalav, he washed his hands and feet again, v'nichnas nahaktir ketores shal bein harbayim. Then he went to bring the regular ketores that he would bring every single day, right? Brought ketores twice a day, right? As we pointed out earlier in the Masechta, this is the standard every single day ketores, lehidiv is aneros, and to prepare the neros, then v'kidesh yadav ragalav v'pasha, right? V'yarav v'tava olav v'nistapek, right? Same thing, he went to the washed his hands and feet, went to the mikvah, heviu lo big day atzmo, and finally he was done, he put on his own clothing, v'lavash, and he wore them, umelavanoso ad beso, and they would accompany him until his house, v'yom tov haya osa lo havav, b'shash shayatza v'shalom min hakodesh, and he would make a yantif, he'd make a party, he'd make a simcha, right, obviously that he came out, because as we discussed, right, in the same time, the second base of Mikdash, right, the Kohanim Gedolim did not necessarily live out and survive the Yom Kippur Avodah. So when he did, right, it was a cause for a big celebration, right? He'd make a big party for everybody. Okay, says the Gemara. Iboili would ask the following question. I also lo, no, just kidding, right, skip the line. Heichi ka'amar, im tamid shal shachar hayu kreivim upara ola v'ser nasa b'chutz im tamid shal b'ner abayim. How do you say that phrase? I mean, how does that work? Right, like, where do you put the comma? Meaning, do we say, right, that, again, according to Rabbi Kiva, right, do you put the comma, what's it called? My bad. Poor reading. Let's start again. Iboy Lehud asked the question. How do you read the Mishnah? Im tamid shal shachar hayu kreivim, comma? Right? Do you put the comma there, meaning that that you bring the seven the Shiva Kvasim with the Korban Tamid, the seven sheep for the Korban Musaf, you bring that with the Korban Tamid in the morning, and then Upara Olav Zira Nasa Bechutim Tamid Shabbat Rabbayim, and then you bring the par and the seir in the afternoon. Odoma Hachikamra, or maybe you put the comma like this: in Tamid Shal Shaka Hayikravim Upara Ola Behadayim, meaning maybe you put the comma after the words Upara Ola, right? And therefore you bring. You bring the seven sheep right in the, with the korban tamid in the morning and the parhaola also in the morning, right? Visir nasa bechutz. Then the comma right, and then it says visir nasa bechutz in tamid shel ben rabbayim, and then you put the seir in the afternoon. Vesu and also parhaola the Rabbi Elazar the sharia right emes abidlay, and also Rabbi Elazar didn't mention right the parhaola, right? Rabbi Kiva mentioned the parhaola, Rabbi Elazar did not. So where does he hold? That that goes Vesu, and more than that, right? Bein Rabbi Elazar, Bein Rabbi Kiva. According to either one of them, they both left out Imurichatos Emes Avidlu. They left out the Imurichatos, which is the burning of the insides, right, of the Korban Chatos, of the part in the seir. When do they do that? So Morava, Rava said that you're right. Lo mishkachos la metakanta ella ol Rabbi Elazar the Tanabe Rabbi Shmuel ol Rabbi Yekiva kedetosafta. The correct and the most accurate view of Rabbi Elazar is found in the Tana de Beir Shmuel, and the most accurate version of Rabbi Akiva is found in the Tosefta. Where do you see those? As the Gemara now quotes, the Tana de Beir Shmuel, we learned in the Shmuel, based Medrash of Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Yatza ve'asa elo ve'el ha'am, right, he went out and did his own ram, right, the rams, right, both of his ram and the ram of the Am Yisrael, right, ve'emuri chatos, and then, here we go, that's where he sticks it in, right, that we were missing that before, but he takes the insides of the par and the seir, then that goes on the mizbeach. Avo para ola v'shiva zekfasim v'shiva nasevachot. Right, im tamid shemay rabbayim. But all that other stuff goes with the tamid in the afternoon. Rabbi Akiva the Tosefta Mahi. What's Rabbi Akiva's version in the Tosefta? The Tana we learned the Rabbi. So Rabbi Akiva Omer par haola v'shiva zekfasim im tamid shel shachar. Right, how you crave it. Right, and there he says that the par that was the ola. Now we see where the comment is. Right, the par was with the seven sheep of the korban musaf. Right, was brought with the korban tamid in the morning. Shneimar is pasuk says mevada lasa boker asher lo lasa tamid. Right, okay. Is that the koela? Yeah, that's the koela, right? Right, that you bring the olasa ta boker asher lo lasa tamid. Right, for akar kacha what is hayom, and after that. Right, then he does all the avoda, right, of the day. And after that, he does the seer. That's done outside, right? Done in the azara, outside the kodesh kadosh, outside the hecha. Shneimar the pasuk says seer zim echar chatas melevada chatas et kipurim. Right, again. And here's what you add in the emuri chatas that the Mishnah didn't mention. Ve'achakach tamid shel ben arba'im. Okay, that's the order. And the Gemara says my time with Rabbi Elazar. What is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar? Again, Rabbi Elazar says that the korban musaf was brought with the korban with the tamid shel ben arba'im. So why does he say that? So Ovid kidichtivi as a pasuk, right? Ovid, right? The psukim are written like that. Ovid bereishis the Torah's kohanim. First, he does all the psukim that are written in Vayikra. V'hadar Ovid the chumash pekudim. Then he does all the korbanos that are talked about, right? Written in Parshas Pinchas. Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do? Meaning Rabbi Elazar just simply follows the order, right, of the korbanos listed in the Chumash, right? Start with Vayikra, then go to Bamidbar. Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva say again? He says you do it in the morning, in the korban tamid in the morning. So what do you do? So Kitigatani Taima, right? We have a reason. What the Brisa says? Wait, can we quote a pasuk a second ago? Right? Right, Alma Musaf and Im Tamid Shal Shachar Rabbi Lehu. Right, you always do the korban musaf with the korban tamid in the morning. So obviously flip back now. Rabbi Elazar, Hayim Levado Chatas Kippurim, my Avidlei. That seems to be a pretty good source. So what does Rabbi Elazar do with that pasuk? He teaches me a completely different halacha. That what this is mechaper for, this is mechaper for. Meaning the seir that is the korban chatas on inside, right, is also the same thing that the korban chatas. Is done outside, meaning just like the seir that is mechaper for tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, and it requires some sort of yedia, it requires some sort of knowledge on the person's part. Right, if you look at Rashi, again, this is the beginning of Masechta Shavuos. Yeah, Shavuos. Yeah. So you look at Rashi across Al Mashe Zeh Mechaper. So he says, "V'Mashisim Perakam the Shavuos." Right, it's the first mission in Shavuos. Right, right. Shavuos is not about the holiday, right? It's about taking oaths. But either way, this is the first Mishnah. Right, Darish Lehaki, they learn the following. That the Korban Seir, the Seir that is offered outside, right, requires some sort of Yediyah, some sort of knowledge. You need to have known that you were Metame. And that Seir is going to be Mechaper. If a person knows he was Tame inside the Beis HaMikdash. Right, meaning that's what we're darshaning. Just like the inner seir is only mechaper for something that you know about beforehand, so too the outside seir is also going to be mechaper only in a scenario where you knew about the iser. Maybe you forgot. Okay, right. Again, if you knew about it and did it on purpose, then you're in bigger trouble than this korban can help you. But if we're talking about a case where you knew about it, then you forgot. Right, then you have a korban chatas. Right, then that helps. Okay, fine. Meaning. You forgot and you didn't bring the korban chatas, so this seir will atone right for that avoda. Right, if you for whatever reason remembered afterwards, then you would have to bring your own personal chatas. Okay, vayter. Now, vayter. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara continues in the brisa. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, right? Not in his own name, but in the name of Rabbi Akiva, because again, if you remember, we were just the last thing we quoted in the brisa was Rabbi Akiva Shita, right? That he quoted based on series in Echad Chatas, Mevada Chatas Kippurim, right? Okay, so that's so we're continuing on now within Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Akiva that Echad Karev Im Tamish Al Shachar Veshisha Im Tamish Al Bein Arabayim. He says actually, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't offer them all with the korban tamid in the morning. Right, you do one in the morning and six in the afternoon. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Mishmo, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said in Rabbi Kiva's name, the opposite. That Shisha Kravim Im Tamid Shal Shachar Ve'echad Im Tamid Shal Be'er Habayim. That you split it 6-1 and not 1-6. Right, you do six in the morning and one in the afternoon. So Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanah. What's the logic here? What are the Chachamim, the Rabbanah adding? Right, when you, meaning that they saw to split. Right, the korban musafs, right? Do it's 1-6, 6-1, right? Why are you splitting it? So the answer is because trade kroiksi, because we have two conflicting psukim, and the only way to do that to resolve it is to split. Ksiv milvado lasa boker, right? Pasuk says, right, excluding, right, except for the ola brought in the morning. Meaning, and the next word is that you should bring the korban musaf, i.e. that tells me that you should bring the korban musaf with the korban tamid in the morning. But the pasuk also says, "Uksiv v'yatzav yasal aso," that he should go out and do his ola, right? I mean, do his korban ola, meaning that's later, right? That's what we're talking about. So hilkach. Therefore, avi minayu hacha, uminayu hacha. Therefore, you do some and some. Right? You do some here, and you do some there. Okay, so where do you get, what's this 1-6 and 6-1 thing? Where do you get that? What's that machlokas? So Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Avid Chad Kedetiv Milvat Olas HaBoker. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you start with one in the morning, because what's that pasuk there? Milvat Olas HaBoker, right? You said one korban, right? V'hacha Avid Avodah Siyam. Then he does the Avodah of the day. And again, if you're doing right, the Avodah of the day, right, Dilma Chulsha Chalish Kohen Gadol, right? Maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to become weaker as later on. Right, again, if he's going to bring all six korban, right, six out of seven, right, if he's splitting 6-1, 1-6, so if you're doing all six at the beginning, he's going to make him too tired, right? And what's the ikar avoda here is the avoda Yom Kippur, so that's what we're concerned about. So we don't want him to overburden him in the morning. So therefore, you know, we're going to make him do one in the morning and six in the afternoon. For Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Sofer, no, he holds no. Kevin Datkil Avid Shisha, right? Because Dilma Pasha. What's better to do here? It's better for him to do six at the beginning, because what happens if he does one and then he gets tired, he gets weak, or whatever, the rest of the day, you're going to miss out on six korbanos. You're not going to bring six of the seven korban musafs. So maybe you'll have a problem. So it's much better, right? Once you get him going, right? So you might as well just line them all up, right? Knock them all down, right? Just do six and then have one for later. I do like I'd be able to say, I'm Zarisu, because we don't have to worry that the Kohen Gadol is not going to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur, because that's exciting. That's Zarius. He's careful, right? That he's, right? We don't have to worry, Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not going to complete the Korban of the day, right? The Avodah of the day, because the Chora, right? The Kohen Gadol is ready to roll. This is what he's born for, right? That's this is one day to shine. So, Lamaisa, we're not going to concern that he's not going to do it. Okay, but it says the points out the Gemara, the Guli Amamias, right? Chad Ayahu. Was everybody agrees, right, that there was only one aisle, right? Everybody, right, again, says that you would bring this one aisle. Now there were two aisles, but really one for the what's called for Bnei Yisrael, right? So who that Kuman? Who's that Shita that says there was only one aisle brought for Bnei Yisrael? So then again, why are we asking this question? Because it says that you bring in Ayal twice, right? Once in Vayikra and once in Bamidbar. So that's a machlokas. And so therefore, when we're saying that there's only one Ayal, so that's Karebi. That's Rebbe Shita. Tanya is written in the Rebbe. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Where was it? Gimel and Aleph. Okay, fascinating. Okay, so the Tanya was written in the Rebbe Omer Ayal Echad. Right? Rebbe says you only bring one ram for the Bnei Israel on Yom Kippur. Right? The one that said in Vayikra is the same ram as mentioned in Bamidbar, in Pinchas. And Rabbi Elazar Shimon Amar Shnei Elim Hain. Right, there were two of them. Right, the Chedachar Amar Kan VeEchad Amar BeChumash Abakudim. Right, again, when the pasuk mentions it twice, right, it's talking about two separate rams that were brought. So, of course, it's my time with the Rebbe. Why would Rebbe say it's only one? So the Chedib says Echad. It says it's only one ram. Again, both times it says Ayel Echad. So then, okay, it must be the single ram. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, my echad. So he holds. What does that mean? Echad. What do we learn from that pasuk? So he says, miuchad shebe'edro. Not that it teaches me that there's only one. It means that it has to be really, really nice. It has to be the best out of the flock. It has to be the best korban. It has to be the best sheep. Ram, sorry. For Rebbe, so where does Rebbe learn that halacha from? Right? He learns it from in general. Right? The mivchar nidrechem pasuk says elsewhere. Where's that pasuk? The pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Maybe. Devarim Yud Beis. You have to bring the best of your korbanos, right? Again, we had the whole thing at the beginning of the Torah, right? Kain and Hevel, right? Hashem was happy with Hevel's korban, not Kain's. Why? Because he brought him lousy korbanos. Well, we have to bring the best of our korbanos, right? You don't need a special pasuk to teach me that you need the best korban to be brought here for the aisle for Bnei Israel. For Bnei Israel, Shimon, so what does he hold for? What would he say back to that? So he says, Chad L'chov V'chad Ben Adava. That one halacha teaches me that you need to bring your best korban for a chiyuv, a korban that you need to bring. So that needs to be brought from the best korbanos, from the best animals. And so too, if you bring an optional korban, that also needs to be brought from the best animals. Utsrichi, and both psukim are necessary because you could not learn one from the other. Right? Again, Gerashi, again, just similar to the Gemara we had before, right? All the way on Daf Gimel, right? It fills you in here, right? Sheyesh das notel lomar. Again, I'm in the last Rashi on the Yamud, right? Utsrichi sheyesh das notel lomar nedavam. You might have thought that if you're bringing an optional korban, you should bring the best animal, so that it should be beratzon, that it should be accepted. But a korban chova, right? It's an obligation. So who says you have to bring the nicest animal? Or you could have thought the other way. You might have thought that maybe an obligation should be the best animal that you own, so that you should be yotze your chiyuv, right, in a proper manner. But an optional korban. Listen, you're already doing something nice by bringing an optional korban. Who says it has to be the nicest korban? Right, you bring a decent korban, and it's very nice of you to bring an optional. Optional korban, right? Who says you need the best one? So therefore, we need both psukim to teach me. You need both psukim to teach me that you have to bring your best animal for a chiyuv and your best animal for an optional, for a rishus, a nedava type korban. Okay, shkoyach gadol, rabotzei. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.